This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'm filling in for Bradley today. If you're tuned in listening for his voice, he is down in Florida doing some ministry down there. I know that he has been in some high schools down there, which he is thrilled to be back in, because that's probably where he is the most effective at this time in our nation. So keep him and his family in prayer as they're down there in Florida today. If you'd like to check us out online, we're at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com, which we'll jump over to in just a few minutes. And also, if you'd like to find us on Facebook, you can look up Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. And Bradley can also be found on Twitter at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean1 on Twitter. The issue, it's really kind of interesting, and this is what we're going to touch on for the rest of the show after we make some points over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, if you'd like to join the conversation, it's going to be about guns. It's going to be about gun confiscation. It's going to be about, yes, the push against your rights as gun owners is tied to a lot of other rights. And they are under attack, despite the fact that there is a president in the White House who claims that the attacks on your rights involving the Second Amendment are no more. Remember when President Trump gave that speech at the NRA after his election? He said that he was a friend of the Second Amendment, and really, he has shown himself not to be that. And so we're going to talk about that. You're welcome to call in. Please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. I want to point you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com for a few things that are going on both in your country and also around the world that for some reason are being used to impact you and your country. First of all, California, last week, the first illegal alien has been appointed to a state post. Okay? This is one of Barack Hussein Obama's Satora Sabarka's dreamers. This is a woman who was brought to the United States not of her own will. She was brought here by her parents. That's not her fault. But she has remained here. She has become an attorney, and now she is part of a committee that determines, of all things, education, or I should say indoctrination in the state of California. And, you know, it's one thing. Look, in our history, there is an issue in which people who are not citizens have voted in local elections. That's just a part of our history. Some people gave Justin Amash a hard time about that. They have. They have voted in local and state elections because, you know what? For right at 100 years, it took the federal government to figure out somewhere that they were the ones to deal with immigration. Before then, states did it. Okay? They dealt specifically with that. But now California has gone and they've put basically a foreigner, even though she's been brought here and grew up here most of her life, someone who is would be considered a foreigner in a post determining what's going to happen with your money. And I mean that as beyond California, because we all know that education is not just funded in the state that it happens in, but it's funded by the federal government, which gets their funds from, you guessed it, everybody in America. Something they're not supposed to be involved in the first place. So this does have an impact far beyond California, and this is why I was just fine with letting California secede, fall off in the ocean, do whatever they want to do, and let them not be a part of us anymore, so we're not dealing with them. Call them Commifornia. Also, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the Netherlands. You know, this kind of got overshadowed by what took place in New Zealand. Fran claims that the Utrecht jihadi was very religious. You think he wasn't radical, people. He believed what the Quran taught. He believed in following in the footsteps of the founder of Islam, Muhammad, committing the jihad, engaging in that. And not only him, but three other Muslims have been arrested in connection with that massacre there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, speaking of New Zealand, the truth about the New Zealand mosque attack. This is commentary, video commentary by Paul Joseph Watson, and it's very telling. Oftentimes, I think his commentary is just right on point. This one is definitely used to point out that it's being used in America to further divide the people. And I'm not talking about the division of the ideology that we have as far as Christian versus Islam, but now it's even dividing up people who are supposed to be on the same side. Things that this has really nothing to do with us here, and yet we're having to deal with it because of the impact it's having upon us, upon those who represent us, and as a result, many of them continue to look to take our guns. Something that we're going to look at this hour. Also, the irony: Dallas Outfront Media is just fine with putting up a respect, honor, and strengthen, wear your hijab, all right? But they don't want to put up Pamela Geller's billboards offering help to at-risk Muslim youths in danger of honor killing. That's down in Texas, guys. Down in Texas. All right, other side of the break, we'll be back. We're going to talk guns, what's going on in the country, and why you still need to be vigilant under your friend, President.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you having trouble sleeping? Have you tried all kinds of sleep aids that don't work or have suffered from their side effects?
Hi, I'm Dr. Eric Siliberti, clinical neurologist and sleep expert. If I were to tell you, I've developed an all-natural scientific breakthrough called Relaxium Sleep that will help you fall asleep fast and sleep deeply through the night, you'd probably be skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by giving you a risk-free trial.
For your free trial, call 800-644-4142. Relaxium Sleep is the only natural sleep aid developed by a clinical neurologist. Its triple-action formula contains two unique ingredients, Valorest and Sensoril, proven to promote fast, deep sleep so you'll wake up refreshed. Be one of the first 100 callers, and we'll include our free Delta Wave music CD to reach your deepest sleep. Call 800-644-4142 for the best sleep of your life. 800-644-4142 or visit TryRelaxium.com.
Okay. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you'd like to join the conversation anytime, 1-866-582-9933. Also, just quickly before we get into our subject, we had Deanna Williams on yesterday to tell her story. Many of you have contacted me on Facebook. We're friends, and you heard the story there. She lost her house. She has a place for the month that she's paid up with, but she's concerned she's going to lose her car. So we're trying to get something to where we can help her out and keep her on her feet. So I'll keep you up to speed on that. As we go along, hopefully by the end of the week, we'll have something that she's got set up to where if you're interested in helping her, you can do that. All right. Now, on today, we're going with the issue of gun confiscation. I'm not going to use the term gun control because that's kind of like referencing things that are not what they are as something they're not. The tyrants are not interested in controlling your guns. They are interested in confiscating them. They're interested in registering you. When they say they want to register your guns, and we're going to talk about that, they mean they want to know who has the guns. They're not so much interested in your guns as they are you. And if you have guns, you're a threat to them. Let me start this out by saying this. I also run another site that has a gun niche, a specific gun niche. I received an email several weeks back from a man who claims to have been a colonel in one of the branches of our military. He asked me if he could write a piece for that particular site. I said, sure. He sends me this piece to go on to talk about sovereign citizens. I believe we're sovereign over our bodies. That is the first jurisdiction that we have under God. And then the next jurisdiction, obviously, is the family. the next one from that is the church, and then from there, the civil magistrate. And but this guy pointed to the fact that what he wanted to do, step by step, he laid this stuff out, that what he wanted to do was get people together. Don't wear the Gadsden flag. Don't make yourself known. Kind of blend in with everybody. And then start picking off people. And by picking off people, he meant assassinating people in particular areas of government until they got the point and quit going after our rights. Now, don't get me wrong. In the flesh, a lot of people think like that, right? But the Bible tells us that there's a way that seems right to man. The end leads to death. And that's exactly what this guy was going for. Interestingly enough, at the end of it, he writes, you know, we can't let them know all of our stuff. But he wanted me to post this out on my website. And I'm like, you've got to be out of your mind. You've got to be out of your mind. There's no way I would go along with that, much less post it out there to somebody. There's just no way I'm going to do that. Why? Because arms are to be used defensively. That's the whole point of them. They are to be used against tyrants. You know, even when you read the Second Amendment, it talks about a militia. It says in order to secure a what? A free state. Well, what's the implication? Somebody's trying to take that free state away from you. There is an aggressor coming against you. And we're reading with our children, going back through Douglas Bond's wonderful Scottish Covenanter series that is sort of a historical novel. If you've got kids, you want to teach them history, I highly recommend Douglas Bond. He's a Scottish historian. And one of the things that stands out to me, they're dealing with their adversaries, and they're like, look, we're here representing King Jesus. We cannot behave as they behave. Otherwise, what's any difference between us and them? Nothing. But they carried their arms to defend themselves. Not to be intimidating, but to defend themselves. Even when they went against the tyrant who was against them, they did that to defend themselves. And so, Americans, I want to remind you, the reason we're not like other ideologies like communists and Islamists and the rest of that kind of totalitarian mindset is because we are under God, and we're founded, we have been founded as a nation hundreds of years before the Constitution. So if anybody has any problem with the Constitution at all, any questions about those guys, it was long before those guys came along that we were founded as a Christian nation. Go back to the Mayflower Compact. Well before that, we were established here under God's law. The state laws were written according to God's law. Okay, and they were explicit about it. They cited God's law. They cited chapter and verse, and they were unashamed of that. And so that influence has impacted us for hundreds of years here in America. So when I say this, I'm not saying this out on my own as, you know, some people want to think, well, that's wimpy, or that's this. No, that's meekness, and something that our Lord Jesus expressed in his ministry here upon the earth when he was incarnate. He had the power. Remember when Peter swung for a head and cut off an ear? He had the power to slay all of his enemies right then and there on the spot and not have to do anything. But he was there to do the Father's will, and that was to bring many back to God, to reconcile them to him, among which are those of us who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so God's law governs us, and God's law allows for us to defend ourselves. This is part of the thou shalt not kill. It's defend life. That means our life. That means the lives of family. That means the lives of those around us. And so our weapons, the Bible tells us, first of all, our weapons are not carnal. They're not to be used. We don't advance by the sword like the Roman Catholic Church has in the past. We don't advance with the sword like Islam does. That's not how we deal with things. We give the gospel. That is the word of God. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. And God uses that to slay his enemies and to in fact, make them a part of this family. So let me get that out of the way, because we are talking about arms, and I want to distinguish between what are our spiritual arms. Those are the weapons that we do battle with, and then the arms that we use here in the physical realm that we defend our liberties with and the liberties of those around us and, in fact, their lives. So with that said, I want to take you over to Sons of Liberty, because I believe it was yesterday we had an article by Gerald Lostutter. He's down in Florida. Democrats use Nazi policy to get registration, then confiscation of your guns. What Gerald pointed out was a new firearm registration bill that was introduced in the Pennsylvania legislature on March the 8th, 2019. Now, part of the issue is that this is tied directly to the Nazi firearms law and the disarming of the German Jews. Now, sometimes you've heard me speak of Stephen P. Holbrook. His son lives up in Virginia. I've carried some of his articles previously on other sites. I don't know that we carried on Sons of Liberty, but he's written extensively on the law of God. And his father has written a couple of books, one of which is Gun Control and the Third Reich. And I highly recommend that to you. If you want to pick it up on Amazon, just put in Gun Control and the Third Reich. You'll find it. It's very, very informative. In fact, what you'll be amazed at is how politicians in America are pushing the very same stuff. The very same stuff. In fact, our gun laws, 1948, I think it was 1948, Firearms Act, which is totally unconstitutional. It should be stricken. It should be ignored by the states. It really should. Was based off of Germany's gun laws. Every bit of it. Okay? And here's what Mr. Holbrook observed. I think I'll get this in before the break. The record establishes that a well-meaning liberal republic would enact a gun control act that would later be highly useful to a dictatorship. That dictatorship could then consolidate its power by massive search and seizure operations against political opponents under the hysterical ruse that such persons were communist firearm owners. Remember, the Nazis claimed to be opposed to the communists. But as we know, National Socialism, which is what a Nazi is the prerequisite to moving towards communism. Quote, it could enact its own new firearms law disarming anyone the police deemed dangerous and exempting members of the party that controlled the state. It could exploit a tragic shooting of a government official to launch a pogrom under the guise that Jewish firearm owners were dangerous and must be disarmed. This dictatorship could generally disarm the people of the nation it governed and then disarm those of every nation that it conquered. Hang on, because that's what we're going to get to on the other side. Stay with me.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Before boarding Air Force One and heading to Ohio, President Trump updates us on the trade deal that's being worked out between the United States and China.
President Xi is a friend of mine. The deal is coming along nicely. We have our top representatives going there this weekend to further the deal. But no, we're taking in billions and billions of dollars right now in tariff money, and for a period of time, that will stay.
Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, and Wisconsin are still under states of emergency after all the flooding took place in each of those states. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts on what you can do to help people out in need.
Well, the Red Cross has been great. They've been the ones setting up most of the shelters that we have across our state and serving thousands of meals to take care of the folks. We still have, I think, about 475 people in shelters, and so they've been taking care of them. So a donation to the Red Cross, a monetary donation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. 0% annual percentage rate. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Glad to have you with us. Half hour, bottom of the hour. If you're listening for Bradley, Bradley is again down in Florida doing some ministry work down there. I know he's in some high schools, and he is thrilled to be there among our young people and sharing our history, our Christian history, actually. And so if you're in the Florida area, look him up down there. I know he was down at, I think it was D. James Kennedy's high school, the high school down there that D. James Kennedy has started via his church and things, and he was speaking there on Monday. So keep him in your prayers and support him. If you're looking to support him, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Look, if you're spending money on a bunch of politicians to get in office, I'm not saying don't support them, but I'm saying do something that's going to have some lasting impact. You want to impact future voters. You want to impact the next generation. Give some support to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media. I'm not getting anything for that. Okay, it's free advertising, so to speak, for Bradley. But I do think that you ought to support him in that because, as he has said, if we don't bless the next generation, they will rise up and curse us, and he's seeking to bless them. So remember the Sons of Liberty in your giving. Okay, back to what we were talking about. We've got the issue of what Stephen Holbrook had said about the national or the Nazi firearms law and the disarming of the German Jews. In fact, if you read and you know your history about Nazi Germany, they didn't take you in to necessarily have a hearing. You did not have rights. if you had a truncheon, if you had a knife, if you had a gun and you were found with it by the Nazis, they were authorized to kill you on the spot. Okay? And some of you, I just want to remind you, some of you have written me some nasty, ugly emails. When we have had to call out those who are police officers, who their first response, without their life being threatened or anything, is to pull a gun and to shoot somebody. In some cases, kill them. And you go, well, this isn't balanced. Well, wait a minute. If the police officer is doing his job, there's no story to tell, is there? There really isn't. Pulling your gun on unarmed people because they're black or because you think they might be suspicious is not reason to pull your gun on them. I'm just going to tell you something. I think that allowing people who we call law enforcement, they're really supposed to be peace officers, they're supposed to be those who maintain the peace, allowing them to do what is unlawful, when it's unlawful for you and I to engage in, we can't pull our guns out and brandish it just because we, quote unquote, feel threatened by the way somebody looks or a situation it is. We have to actually be threatened. I mean, you come here in South Carolina even and you go through a concealed weapons class, which, I mean, it's informative. It's good. I'm not denying that it is. But telling you that you can carry your gun or whatever without that class is an infringement on your God-given right. It doesn't demand any of that. Now, obviously, we should know how to use our guns. That just seems like a common sense thing. We should understand the morality of using a gun and when to draw it. In fact, I've often told my kids when we have learned of weapons that you do not pull a gun unless you are intending at that moment to use it. Okay? Otherwise, there is no need to pull it because all you're going to do is escalate the issue, of which sometimes there's no need for escalation. There's no real threat there. With that said, we read from Stephen Holbrook concerning what went on there in Nazi Germany. Now, consider this. You are not being attacked under this administration directly. Okay? I don't think that President Trump is going to come say, you know what, we need... Now, look, he did in the past support an assault weapons ban, what they called an assault weapons ban. It wasn't. It was semi-automatic firearms. He did support that. He did support that under Clinton, the Feinstein bill that basically attacked all of the semi-automatic firearms that are protected, your right to own them and to keep and to bear them under the Second Amendment. Clinton was a criminal for signing it. Dianne Feinstein was a criminal for promoting it. Everybody that voted in the House and the Senate were criminals for voting for it. They were. Every one of them. Criminals against you, the people. Because they broke their oath of office to uphold the Constitution. Okay? There's no way of getting around it. There just isn't. And you can sit here and say, well, we need safety. And just remember what your forefather said. You want to trade that security, that feeling. That's all it is. Because writing pieces of paper doesn't make you secure or safe. It doesn't. It never has. A person is secure or safe as long as God is their protector. Period. Ever read the Psalms? God is our strong refuge. He's our shield and our buckler. All of this, I'm not saying he doesn't use means for that. But what I'm saying is he's the one who is there, who is our protector. And so if you're not secure or safe, maybe it's because God's not your protector. So, with that said, here is Mr. Lawsetter pointing out the fact that here are these guys in Pennsylvania are pushing for a gun registration, which, by the way, gun registration is just the second step in three steps to confiscation. In fact, the third step is confiscation because they know who has the guns. Okay? Now, there's a comparison that's been done between the Nazi order and the Pennsylvania bill. And when you go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you look up this article here, there is a link to that comparison. Some of the interesting things that I saw on there was that both have a record for each gun. In the Nazi order, it's the government that initiates the record. In Pennsylvania, it's the citizen. Okay? In the Nazi order, the citizen doesn't apply, the citizen doesn't apply for the certificate, but in the Pennsylvania one, they do. Why? Because they want to give the appearance that it's freedom. Okay? They want to give it an appearance that you're voluntarily giving this information. This is why you should never give it. You say, well, you're telling me to violate the law. Of course I'm telling you to violate that. That's not law. It's an infringement upon your rights. They don't have authority to be doing it in the first place. They should be as ignorant of how many guns and what guns you have as possible. This is why I tell people, for the most part, don't let anybody know what guns you have and what ones you don't. Don't let them know about your ammunition. Don't let them know about any of that. It's none of their business. You don't need to be parading it out here like you're some kind of gun nut. I like guns, but it's none of anybody else's business what I have in my home. And it should be of no threat to any law-abiding citizen. It should be of no threat to a government that is acting lawfully. Why? Because I'm not looking to use those weapons against anybody except the lawless. Okay? And the same should be said of you. Keep your mouth shut on that. That's a wise thing. All right? Let's look at some other comparisons. The government may reject the application concerning your registration in Pennsylvania. You have to have citizenship in both the Nazi firearms deal and also in Pennsylvania. They also require your gun type and serial number. Again, that's not for the gun itself. That's so they can locate it to take it from you. But the issue is they have to know who has that gun in order to take it from you. Okay? They want your look. Even the Nazis didn't even have photos of the applicant or fingerprints. Pennsylvania, yep, they want your fingerprints, they want your picture, they want all that stuff. Pennsylvania wants a background check. Pennsylvania also wants money. They want $10 a year. Register that that firearm that you have, or dozens of firearms that you have, whatever it is. Again, it's ridiculous. The penalty if you don't follow Pennsylvania was 90 days. Or it is 90 days. And you're to keep that gun unusable when you're not using it. Put that trigger lock on there, which is a stupid thing. Every time I have ever purchased a gun, that's the first thing I just kind of get rid of. I put it off to the side or whatever. Keep it for, I don't know, locking up bikes or whatever you want to do. Don't lock up your gun. That makes the gun like a very expensive rock if you can even get to the thing. Okay? Forget that. That's stupid. It's stupid to put a trigger lock on your gun. It's stupid to run them stupid locks through there, too. None of our forefathers did that. They had the guns at the ready. My goodness, they carried them to church. The pastors carried them to church in the pulpit. What are we thinking? I'll tell you what, we're not thinking if we go along with that kind of stuff. Now, with that said, and that's Gerald. And again, Gerald is an attorney down in Florida, wrote a great piece here, and he ends with this. I appreciate our founding father's wisdom that the Second Amendment is a guard against tyranny, whether the enemy is foreign or domestic. And a lot of us are having a hard time getting over that domestic enemy issue. We really are, because the guy's wearing our jersey. Okay, or your jersey, or whatever you're in. On the other side of the break, we'll finish this up. Hang on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, welcome back to the final segment of Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com, excuse me. And we're referencing some articles from Sons of Liberty Media in our talk today. One of them is the Democrat use of Nazi policy to get registration and confiscation of your guns. Now, Gerald writes this as one who is pro-Second Amendment, no question about that. But what he fails to do in the article, I'm going to do for you. The thing that he mentions in here is red flag laws. And for those of you who don't understand what a red flag law is, it means that there's a red flag that's thrown up. Okay, we understand what that phrase means. There's something that somebody does that causes us to go, whoa, wait a minute, what? What did you just do? You just posted what on social media? You just said what out in the open? You just posted a picture of what? And it causes us to then play God to determine whether or not that person is going to commit a crime. In other words, if you've seen the movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise, the whole gist of that movie was stopping crime by stopping the person, arresting the person, and basically putting them in some type of a coma, some kind of technological induced in coma, for a crime they haven't committed, but you believe they're going to commit. And the wonderful thing about the movie is at the end, it demonstrates that the person can actually choose not to commit that crime. But it presents the government as though it is God, that it knows exactly, without doubt and without error, you will commit a crime based off of drug-induced triplets. I don't know if they're triplets, but they're definitely siblings in the film. It's been a while since I've seen it. Anyway, that's the point. That's what red flag laws do. So if somebody, let's say the Parkland shooting deal that went on last year, that kid had all kinds of red flags. Some of them were criminal, but he was not arrested. He wasn't arrested to protect the school from bad PR. And why was that? Well, it was because the Obama administration said, well, we don't need to do that for all this and this and the other. And what the state should have done was, for lack of a better term, let me think about that. They should have told the feds to go take a hike, go jump in the lake, go swallow a snake. You remember that old rhyme? They should have told them, this is none of your business. You don't have any involvement in education in the first place, nor about the restriction of arms, about any of this kind of stuff. Okay? And they should have arrested the kid based on the threats and the assault that he committed against teachers, against fellow students. But they didn't do that. Why? Because they wanted to have a good name. We don't have students like that. We're not going to go and hurt their little feelings over these kinds of things. And so we're not going to arrest him. We're just going to hope that we can love him and help him. And allegedly, nearly 24 kids are dead. Now, thank you for that. The usurper-in-chief, Barack Hussein Obama's Forrester Barker. And it isn't just him. I'll just lay the candor out here. It's Republicans who were too scared of the issue to call out as ineligibility. Okay? You bunch of cowards. You should have called it out. It's Republicans, too. They're the impotent party. Many of you think they're the party of right and this, that, and the other. And on paper, they might be. But when it comes to doing the right thing, they are MIA. They are cowards. Look at what they had when they came in with President Trump in the White House. What did they do? Nothing. Oh, they gave you some tax breaks? Really? Why didn't they remove your taxes? Those immoral income taxes. They have no rights to the fruit of your labor. Why didn't they do that? They didn't. Why didn't they remove the funding to Planned Parenthood, which continues to this day, over a billion dollars being spent by this administration, approved by this administration, let me put it that way, and signed off on by both houses of Congress numerous times, over $1 billion of yours, while the guy in the White House says, I'm against ripping the babies from the womb, and you cheer at that. Great. Then he signs the document for their murder. And he funds it. Don't give me that stuff. Read the book of James. He who says, he who does. Who has faith? Okay? Quickly. My time's running out. I don't want to get sidetracked. I'm just trying to point out something to you because I'm laying the groundwork for something that's coming now. I gave an article, put an article out 2 days ago. Here's three ways the state already commits backdoor gun confiscation. It's a wonderful video by a woman who gives the points here. It's about 7 minutes long, worth your while to read and to share, okay, and to watch the video. Before I presented her video, I gave you Thomas Massie's warning. He's a representative out of Kentucky, and Thomas Massie is one of the very few. I mean, I'm not saying the guy's perfect, but I'm going to tell you what. He's one of the very few who will stand up and take the heat over a number of unconstitutional bills that come before the House. Here's what she cites in the video that the state uses to confiscate your guns. Red flag laws. Guess who supports that, people? You Trump supporters? And I would, you know, people ask me, am I a Trump supporter? I go, no, I'm a Constitution supporter, as best I understand it. If you can convince me that the Constitution isn't saying what it's saying, I'll go with you on that. But we should be, instead of supporting a cult of personality, because he says things, but he doesn't do, we shouldn't do that. President Trump wants to take guns from people and then give them due process in violation of the Second Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, and the Fifth Amendment. This isn't just a second. This is an attack all the way around. Do you see President Trump doing anything besides saying, and Congress too, for that matter, this isn't just one guy, your representatives, when it comes to companies that want to censor you and silence you? And look, I'm all for you have a platform. You can cut off anybody you want to for any reason. It's your property. You can say, I have a right to come on Tim Brown's property and stand out in his front yard and declare all the lawful things I want. And I may agree with every lawful thing you have to say, but if you got a bullhorn out there and you're coming out there at 10 o'clock at night, 11 o'clock at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, saying, I have a right to be on your property, no. You got about 5 seconds to get on my property before I engage in some enforcement to get you off of it. Okay? The same thing applies there. But do you see these guys doing that? No. And they're in cahoots with one another because they want to silence anything that sounds like an opposition to you. But where's Congress? Where is President Trump? Where are your state representatives? Nobody's to be heard. Red flag laws. And guess what? The quote-unquote right and the quote-unquote left both support them. They're unconstitutional. The war on drugs. Where did we give the federal government the authority to declare a plant that God made, regardless of how you view it, recreationally, medicinally, or anything else? Where did we give them the authority in the Constitution to engage in a war on drugs where, in many cases, they're violating the Fourth Amendment, they're violating the Fifth Amendment, they're taking people's things without due process of law, and they're going in and killing innocent people or going in the wrong houses? Where did we do that? And in many cases, that same government is helping the people. You know, Donald Trump says, oh, all these drugs are coming across the border. Okay, well, they're coming across the border. The first reason is because you made them illegal. You made them a black market. Not Donald Trump, but others before him. He's just continuing that. That's the first thing. You've made it a black market. The second thing is your government is helping these people get them across. I mean, my goodness, people. Your government is involved in it. And then the third thing is banning guns piecemeal. Now, let me bring this around because we've got about 1 minute left, less than a minute left. My friend David Rizzolatta, I think David is one of the most insightful and keen people as to what goes on regarding virtually anything that happens in government that I know of. Okay? So, here it goes. We've got 30 seconds. I have to wrap it up real quick. It's ironic, David writes, that one of the motivations listed in the manifesto of the New Zealand killer, and remember, he mentions Donald Trump. This guy's in New Zealand, for goodness sake. He mentions Donald Trump and his immigration thing. You don't think that's put in there for a specific reason? This is false flag written all over. And I'm not saying people didn't die. I've seen the video. I think people probably really did die. But here's the thing. They're coming after your guns. Listen to Thomas Massie. It is not just Democrat. It is Republican, too. 23 hours. Sons of Liberty will be back with you. Till then, see you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.